like to call this meeting to order with a statement and then the pledge of allegiance led by Citizen Bruce Williams. If we could all stand, please. Your statement first.
This first, okay. Over the years of addressing this august body here, I have concentrated on the history of the democratic societies and their evolution, their rises and their falls. But democracy is a bit of a delicate governmental source. Okay. But I'd like to say that Wyoming seems to have done a rather good job so far in the legislative and executive branches, but has made a very egregious error in its implementation of the judiciary. Our basic laws in Wyoming are based on U.S. Constitution, which is based on the common law of England as it was in 1607, and the decision of the English courts up to 1776 when we took over the methods. Jury trials in England between 1607 and 1776 did not allow a lone member of the judiciary or a lone citizen to make any determination of guilt or innocence except under the most petty of crimes amounting to the equivalent of $12.42 today. In other words, during that time period in England under common law, if your crime was under $12.40, a justice of the peace by himself or herself could make a decision on your guilt or innocence. Beyond that, it was up to a jury, usually three people. Usually, if it wasn't a felony, it amounted to one judge and two citizens. Okay. Now, originally, when Wyoming was not a state, we had a system where our judges were elected justices of the peace, and they were accountable to the people. Obviously, they got elected or didn't. And originally, all trials in cities were by jury, most specifically Cheyenne, using the Colorado model, because that's what the people down there were used to dealing with, because before we were a state, they used Colorado law. Okay. Then the federal government wrote us a set of laws, okay, that Wyoming followed, and anyway, in 18 U.S.C. 1, they defined a petty offense as anything less than 6 months in jail and a fine of not more than $500, okay? But then when our laws got written, it wound up that city judges were appointed. They were not elected. They were an appointment. Okay? And there was no juries, and people could be fined up to $750. Okay? And our state legislature never defined a petty crime like this $12.42 thing. Okay? But in the meantime, everybody seems to have forgotten that our Wyoming Constitution says in Article 1, Section 9, that the right of trial by jury shall remain inviolate in criminal cases. Okay? And since there are no petty crimes in Wyoming, our ordinances are not petty crimes. They are just crimes. So it seems that somehow we lost our way in this whole thing with our judicial system in cities. Every place, anything else in Wyoming you do other than a city ordinance, you can demand a jury trial. So that's just wrong. Okay? So during the remainder of this year and next year, as you consider your jobs, and this is something you have to consider, is you guys are part of a system that seems to be wrong. Okay. Maybe you could work for the right for a trial by jury in all courts, including city courts. That would help maintain our democracy as it should be. Okay. In the meantime, I'd like to thank you, Madam Mayor and gentlemen,
for your opportunity. Would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Yes. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and for the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Okay, I would accept a motion for the approval of the general agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman Carswood seconded it. Is there any discussion? Discussion seeing none, council, please vote.
This was six yeas.
Thank you. The next item is the approval of the consent agenda. All items listed will be enacted by one motion unless a request is made for discussion by any member of the audience or council. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carswood made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to conflict claims. The first one is for Councilmember Carswood.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Lundvall made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Sorry.
Do we need to do it? Okay. Who needs to vote?
No, we're good. Sorry. Madam Mayor, the motion passes with five yeas and one abstention by Councilman Carswood.
Thank you. The next conflict claim is for myself. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with five yeas and one abstention by yourself.
Thank you. The next one is council comments, and I believe Councilman McClellan has a comment.
That's correct, Madam Mayor. Thank you. I just wanted to give a mention to the Dancing with the Stars event that went on Saturday night. The Yes House Foundation puts that on every year. A lot of members of the community, including several members of this council, have participated in that in the past, and just a big thanks to all those that participated in it, all those people that put the event on, all the sponsors. I was told this year they had 30% more tickets available and they sold out. So great. A great event. So just a big thanks to everyone.
And that supports the Yes House.
Supports the Yes House, yes.
Madam Mayor, I do believe they raised close to $250,000 this year,
nice.
If I remember correctly. So what an awesome job they had done there.
Good job. Thank you. Any other council member? Written comments?
Madam Mayor, there are none.
Public?
Madam Mayor and Council, thank you. And we really appreciate those kind words, too, on my Yes House Foundation hat. We did really work hard this year, and we did add 20 more tables. So we went from 54 to 74, and we did raise $250,000. So it was pretty exciting.
Yes. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you. So now for the Main Street hat, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate everything that you do, not just for our program, but for the city as a whole. I recently did do a best practices tour through Wyoming and Colorado. And when I came back, I was asked, you know, what was your biggest takeaway? And I said, how thankful I am that we live where we live and how clean Gillette and Campbell County are and how safe it is and how nice our roads are. and even our landscaping and all those little details that we take for granted when we see it every day, but when we go somewhere else and we visit and we see really how fortunate we are. So thank you for all that attention to detail that you guys put in to making this a nice place for all of us to live.
Great. Thank you. That is very nice to know. And, of course, we really don't do it. Our staff does. So, but thank you very much for the kind words. We appreciate it. And we knew that.
Right.
Okay. Any other public comments?
Hi, Madam Mayor, Council. I'm Tony Waddell. I'm the director of the Food Bank of the Rockies for the state of Wyoming.
So you're not Victoria.
I am not.
Okay.
Little change of venue. I'm the new director. I've been in my position for 3 weeks now.
Oh.
So as a result of that, Victoria is the one who filled out all the forms necessary.
Is she still with the group?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
She's still with us. She's the development director.
Okay.
And so she works with me directly. On those things. With your permission, I'd like to have each one of the council members one of these packets.
Sure. Or if you want to just give it to staff and they'll...
We have our quick PowerPoint here to show you all. One of the things that we celebrate each year is Thanksgiving, and Food Bank of the Rockies, the Wyoming Food Bank of the Rockies, we celebrate what's called Gobble, Gobble, Give. And this is a celebration to make a difference during the season for people that are facing food insecurity or hunger. And so our goal this year is 70,000 meals during the holiday season. And the way we do that is very simple. There are two ways to do it. The first way is through... providing a meal through a quarter. One quarter equals one meal for us. We can stretch the quarter into multiplying factors and get up to one meal for each of those. And so that's very important to us. And so we ask that you consider putting a jar in your places of business or in your community to represent that. And then the other part is that we also can provide boxes for food as well, so people can do that. The other part is that where the money is raised in Wyoming, it stays there. So in Campbell County, all of the money raised in Campbell County stays in Campbell County to meet the needs of the community as well.
Do you have a local bank or someone
yes,
to take
as a matter
care
of fact,
this?
Good. Okay. These are the people that have sponsored us. And the number that's on there is the number to call in order to get more information related to it. And in each one of the packets that I handed to the council, there's a business card with our volunteer coordinator in it, who is actually the lead on the Gobble Gobble Give campaign. These the purpose of Gobble Gobble Give is to create a reliable access to sufficient food. And we realize that all of us at one time or another have come into contact with people that are in need of food, but sometimes we don't see them. They're hidden amongst all of us, and so therefore it's very important to provide a reliable source of food for them, and that creates a stable community. And I think that the council would all agree that we're all about creating stable communities for each of us.
So which one of those businesses is the contact here in Gillette?
The Campco, as well as Rocky Mountain Power, as well as...
Trent,
yes. And so all of those are contacts here in the community, and they will be working with us to gather the money and the food and then make sure that it comes back in and we register it for Campbell County.
But those jars can go anywhere?
Anywhere. Anywhere in the community.
And are you, do you give those out?
Yes, we do. We do. And so if you call the phone number that's there on the bottom, we will distribute them. Also, we have local delivery up in this area. We do it at least once a month. And so the food will come up here irregardless of whether or not we have any support money-wise, but the extra money will actually support those efforts in Campbell County.
So do you work with any other organizations here in?
Yes, we work with quite a few organizations. The way the food bank works is that we collect all of the food, where we procure it, we gather it together, and then we distribute it around the community to all of the various partners, is what we call them, and they're the ones who are on the front line handing out the actual food. And we do that in all 23 counties throughout the state of Wyoming. Roughly, that equals about 8 million meals a year. And so that's what we're about.
Well, great. Well, this is great. I'm glad you've brought this to our community.
Yes. Well, one of the things that we want to try to do is that we are based out of Casper. That's where our home base is located. But we realize that we have to serve every community inside the state. And the way we go about that is by reaching out to the communities and letting them know more about us. And so we picked Gillette and Campbell County as one of those places to.
Well, we appreciate that.
Very good. That's all.
Well, thank you. Did you bring some jars with you?
I did not. That's one of the things that we're working on right now is figuring out how many jars we're going to need. And the problem is that we've ran out, which is a good problem. And so we're actually creating more of them, and we will be distributing them throughout the community, Ms. Mayor. And so as a result of that, we will work through that.
Well, I hope you get the word out that just even a quarter can go a long ways with your program.
Thank you, ma'am.
And so do you work with Council Community Services?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good. We just met with them, so.
Very good.
That's
very good.
But, yes, that'd be great if we could get some more, of course, so we can see the.
Yes.
Has the program started with the turkey?
It has just started. We run the program last of October, or through the month of October and through the month of November.
Okay.
Up through the Thanksgiving holiday, hence Gobble Gobble Give.
Okay.
So we work it through Thanksgiving.
Well, great. I hope it is very successful, and I'm sure it will be. The people of Gillette are very giving and supportive. So thank you for coming up this evening.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Is there any questions?
Madam Mayor, I see someone from Trends back there.
Yes.
Oh.
She has any comments or something that she would want to add?
Hi, thank you. Yeah, we actually got our turkey on Tuesday. Victoria came up
good.
And put it on our counter. And so any businesses that you know of that might be able to add one to their space. And is it supposed to be kind of a friendly competition amongst businesses to see who can raise
absolutely.
The most?
Absolutely. No, it can't be.
That might have been something that Victoria mentioned to
that's
us.
Right.
So
that's
I think
fine.
If I saw correctly, on your website, there's a list there people can go to find out what partner agencies are in Gillette where they could access the food.
That is correct.
Or I should say Campbell County.
That
I'm sorry.
Is correct.
Well, if you get that, if we could get that information, we can put that out on our social media.
The website is WyomingFoodBank.org.
And that will have local businesses and all that we can talk.
Local businesses, okay. And it'll also have the local partners that we partner with.
Such as, okay.
Sorry. All right. I know I should
be. Oh, yes, you probably should be.
Pardon me. Go ahead. That's all.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being a partner in this.
Absolutely.
You're welcome, yeah.
And we really do appreciate all of our partners. So thank you.
I will add, these are the persons that bring in the mobile food pantries when we have those issues. Right.
Right?
So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
I have other comments on another matter, but I'll sit down.
Well, thank you. Okay. Well, thank you for traveling here from Casper. Our next item of business, then, is G1A.
An ordinance approving and authorizing a zoning text amendment to amend the zoning ordinance of the City of Gillette, Wyoming, to amend Section 16 definitions, Section 9B, off-street parking and loading requirements, and Section 5, administration and enforcement, subject to all planning requirements.
Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman McClellan made the motion. Councilman Karsrud seconded it. And this might be what you were talking about. Does council have anything before we open it up for public?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having me. I'm a little nervous.
Your name again?
My name is Rebecca Bain, and I'm a business owner with my husband here in Gillette. He's actually working with the fire department tonight as a volunteer or part-time firefighter now, so that's why he wasn't able to represent with me. First, I just want to say thank you so much for all you do. I know you're sacrificing time with your family and loved ones to be here and help our community be as awesome as it is. I have a question about the wording in the ordinance, and I might just be an uneducated person, but if I'm reading it the way I'm reading it, then maybe someone else has a question. I just wanted to see if we could bring clarity to it. When you talk inside the ordinance, sorry, I have notes. Section 4, Item 5, it says, any person, firm, corporation, owner, lessee, occupant, or otherwise, who violates any provision of this ordinance or subsequent amendment may be cited, and then it goes on to continue with what the citations might be. And I just wondered if the council was wanting that to be specific to business or the property owner, because that's what it says earlier in Section 2, but then it reopens it, and let's see. Earlier in the ordinance, Section 2 is specific about the property owner being responsible. Does Section 4 reopen or conflict with the responsibility of the lot maintenance? Because it says any person and any provision of the ordinance can be fined.
Well, I believe our understanding, and then I'll turn over to our attorney or our administrator, is that it is the property owner's responsibility. Now, how it goes past that, if there's a dispute between the lessee and the property owner, we will just cite the property owner, and then I think it's between he and... But I better...
And that's what I wanted to verify. Thank you.
So we...
Madam Mayor, I don't think that's actually absolutely correct. What we intended to do with this, that's what we used to do, is allow for only the citation of the property owner, which creates a huge problem if the property owner lives in Florida or somewhere else. What we did with this ordinance was allow, certainly we want to cite the property owner, but we can cite anybody that's occupying the property for that, so that the pothole gets fixed, just like you said with Papa Murphy's. And that was really our only recourse for this, in the sense that if you're leasing the property and we cite you, chances are you're going to contact somebody about that, and hopefully it will get fixed. But our ability to cite someone for the health, safety, and welfare of the city is certainly within our authority to hold whoever's occupying that structure or land or whatever it is responsible for the...
So what you're saying is, let's just say it was your business or something, and we cited the property owner, and he did not respond, or they did not respond.
We could, you know. What, again, remember, this is trying to get the pothole fixed in all instances. What she's referring to is the fine section, I believe, is where you get a misdemeanor criminal offense. And that's really a last resort, but certainly we want to be able to cite whoever is on the land at the time, so that we actually have jurisdiction over that person to cite them for the pothole. Now, whether they fix it or someone else fixes it, and whether we go forward with the prosecution, certainly is something that we would determine later on, but certainly our ability to cite the landowner or the occupant or both is well within our authority to do, and that's what the purpose of the ordinance is. And if you change the ordinance to allow only citation of the property owner, you might as well not pass any of this ordinance, because it's what it was before.
Does that answer your question?
It does, and I think the feedback I would give, we're 23 years in business now, and if you sent us a note that said, hey, fix your pothole, we'd say that's good for everyone in the community. But when I was, 12 years old and my parents were trying to figure out how to make it work and I'd risked everything, a bill to fix a pothole could be very damaging to small businesses in the community. And so just bringing some awareness that that could be a path for future persons who get voted in, since I know these ordinances will impact my generation and the people that come after us. I don't know that there is a way to clear it up. There's no perfect world for anything, but I wanted to stand and represent the people who are starting out and struggling and see if there's a way to strengthen that verbiage so that the lessee or the person trying to provide opportunities to our community is the last person on the hook and the landowner is the first person. Obviously, a smart landowner is going to build it into the lease and have that cost covered that way. But in an example like ours, where we've got five businesses in the strip mall, who do you go after? All of them? Yeah.
Well, so. I told the council earlier that I had a call today from a gentleman who was in full support of this, and he said that just this weekend he was talking to someone from out of town, and they just said, your roads are so terrible here. And he said, what are you talking about? We have the best roads in the state, which we do.
Yeah.
And he started citing those potholes on private business. And it is a common conception that those are owned by the city. You know, if you drive on it, it must be, you know, owned by the city. So that does not help our image, because we do have good streets. And so I see a lot of stuff when there's controversy over a certain item. It seems like it always goes to streets. Why didn't the city just fix the streets? And I always want to say, what streets? But that's what they're referring to, because a lot of people do not know that, you know, the difference between the private parking lot and the street. So, and maybe I would have thought the same thing. But we appreciate what you're bringing up, and I get what you're saying, that if it did come down to where the landowner himself or the company would not fix it, eventually probably that would fall upon the individual business owners, which is pretty rotten. Yeah. I mean, you know, of that business owner or of the landowner.
Madam Mayor, if I can, just because we have the authority to do something doesn't mean we have to do something. And there's no requirement that, you know, if you don't do it within 30 days, I'm going to come and cite you. I know the planning department would work with, they would bend over backwards to get the pothole fixed before we would ever consider a citation to anyone. And we do that now. We rarely ever cite anyone for anything.
I can confirm they work very well with the businesses in the community, yeah.
And I must say also, there was a pothole that's been really bad in our city for a long time that was fixed today. So just the talk about it, hopefully, will get people to, you know, get their parking lots fixed, and then we won't have to do anything.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, thank you for your time.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Okay, any other discussion on this second reading? There will still be another reading in 3 weeks, right? 3 weeks. Okay. Council, any other discussion? Please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to G2.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 11, Section 11-10 of the Gillette City Code to revise city snow routes and snow emergency declarations.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. And if everybody remembers, this is an amended ordinance. And this is final reading. So does that mean then our next storm, which will not be, I'm sure, until next March, this will go into effect?
Madam Mayor, this would become effective upon publication by the clerk.
Okay. Any more discussion on third reading on this one? Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to G2B.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 14, Section 14A of the Gillette City Code to revise city park hours.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carswood made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. Is there any discussion? I think we've gone over this enough. Okay. Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to H1A.
Council consideration to authorize the mayor to sign a memorandum of understanding to provide telecommunication services between the city of Gillette and Campbell County.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. Administrator, could you give a very brief description of this, please?
Madam Mayor, this is an MOU between the city and the county to provide fiber service between the Rock Pile Museum and the Sheriff's Office. The city would do the build out. We would be reimbursed for the construction costs and then pay an annual, or excuse me, the county would then pay a monthly service fee of $300 per month.
Okay. Any questions from the council, public? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to 1B.
Council consideration of a professional services agreement for the Gillette Regional Water Supply Project, Phase 4 District Extensions to Dowell for engineering services in the amount of $213,235.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carswood made the motion. Councilman Lundvall seconded it. I think, does everybody understand what we're doing here? Just engineering services for the Madison.
Madam Mayor, that's correct. Phase 4 is the Fox Ridge Improvement Service District. Okay. Of the $213,000, one-third is cap tax, two-thirds is the Wyoming Water Development.
Okay. No other questions. Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to 1C.
Council consideration of a professional services agreement for design and bidding services associated with the 2020 water main replacement project with Morrison Merrily Incorporated in the amount of $440,000, a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Lundvall made the motion. Councilman Carswood seconded it, and this is a 1% project.
Madam Mayor, this is for design and bidding services. The areas for construction of the 2020 water main replacement is East 3rd Street from 59 to Gurley, 4th Street 59 to Gurley, 5th Street 59 to Gurley, 6th 59 to Gurley, 7th Street 59 to Gurley. The amount before you is $440,000. That's about 10.2% of the overall construction cost, so it falls well within those those parameters that we act on these things. And so staff's recommendation would be go ahead and approve it.
Word that. Okay. Any questions from the council? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to D.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the Dalby Park to Gillette College Pathway Phase 1 project installed by Ladkey Construction in the amount of $558,995.76, a YDOT TAP grant, and 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it, and this is another 1% project.
Madam Mayor, this is the pathway construction and installation. You'll notice from the video, in fact, the video as you see it right now, deals with the improvements that were made underneath the bridge to add extra height so it could be more effectively used. This is basically through Dalby to Gillette College, and this is part of the YDOT TAP program. The total amount is $558,995.76. About 60% of that, or $312,000, is actually TAP funds. And so this is a leveraging of 1% dollars in order to get this accomplished.
Okay. Great project. Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to E.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the Goldenrod Avenue Additional Repairs Project installed by GW Construction in the amount of $402,868.21, a 1% project.
A motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carswood made the motion. Councilman Montgomery seconded. Administrator Davidson, this is a 1%. Is this project ready to go?
Madam Mayor, this is a 1% project. We are waiting for one last piece of documentation. So staff's recommendation would be to table this. I believe staff's recommendation is until November 19th for action at that time.
Okay.
Madam Mayor, I move to postpone this item until for this Gillette City Council meeting scheduled for November 19th, 2019.
Second.
I have a motion and second. There is no discussion on a table, so council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. So we will take that off the table, November 19th. That takes us to F.
Council consideration of a bid award for the City West Remodel Phase 2 to Van Ewing Construction in the amount of $2,233,200.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Brown made the motion. Councilman Carswood seconded it. Administrator Davidson, what could you tell us about what we're doing with City West?
Madam Mayor, this is, take a step back. City West had its first phase remodel several years ago. Due to budget constraints that then came upon the city a couple years ago, phase two was put on hold until funds were available to accomplish that. We now have before you a City West remodel that would finish the remodel at City West for phase two. The architect's estimate is $2,668,000. The bid before you is $2,233,200. Staff's recommendation would go ahead and award the bid. I would note that there, as far as the funding portion of this, because it is City West, would be covered by enterprise funds. General fund would also pay a portion of it.
Okay. Was there lots of interest in this bid?
Madam Mayor, there was some interest. I believe there was three bidders.
And were they pretty close, or?
I'd have to defer to Director Mazzarelli if he remembers.
There was about $60,000 separated
from the bid, so they were very close. Yeah, on a $2 million bid, that's pretty close. Okay, and when are they, if this is awarded tonight, when will they begin?
Again, perhaps Director Mazzarelli knows when construction might begin.
Sorry.
Assuming we get your approval tonight, we'll get the contract documents together and might start construction November 1st.
Oh, that quick. Great. Thank you, Director. If there's no other questions or discussion, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to G.
Council consideration of a bid award for the base bid and all three alternate bids for the 2019 Energy Capital Sports Complex Proposed Improvements Project to DRM Incorporated in the amount of $5,774,165.66.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carswood made the motion. Councilman Lundball seconded it. Could you go ahead and let's just talk about what we're going to do with the Energy Capital Sports Fields?
Madam Mayor, Council, the item before you for action is with regard to a base bid and three alternative bids for the complex. This matter's been taken up several times by Council, most recently last week where it was finalized and direction given for the vote this evening. Before you, you see the schematic, which would indicate how construction would be. The yellow indicating a parking that basically mirrors the existing parking at the sports complex. The green is the two fields included in the base bid. The alternate adds lights to that. The second alternate is the red section, which is a third field with lighting. That is basically what is proposed before you. You had four parties submit bids. One is an out-of-state bidder, so with the applicable Wyoming statute, leaves you to three competitive bids, all very competitive. It would appear that DRM is your successful bidder if you were to approve that this evening.
Okay. Well, this will be a great addition to our community and that complex out there, not only for our youth but for our economy as far as being able to host tournaments and just be a, you know, as we continue to build out there, just be a great, another great asset for our city. So when do you think we could expect construction to start on this?
Madam Mayor, very weather dependent on this. I think the goal would be, if council were to accept this, to be able to make use of these fields next October, or September, October.
Well, it's pretty nice this week.
This week has been nice. Unfortunately, Mother Nature is going to show up.
That would be nice. Okay. Any comments or questions on?
I would have one. I'd just like to reemphasize what I said in the work session the other night, that I think that if we just built the two fields and kept the money that we had allocated for the third field, applied that to the all-inclusive park and the water park, we could save some money. And that's the accountant talking. And I know this is going nowhere, but I would really appreciate it if you guys would think about it.
Well, speaking of the alternative park, or the, not alternative, but the park that we discussed the other night with the splash pad, the bathrooms and all, that will come out on a later bid?
Madam Mayor, or a later correct. Time. We are finalizing those documents now. We would anticipate the next 30 to 60 days to have that finalized, and that would be out as a separate bid.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you for those comments. All right. Is there any other discussion on the fields this evening? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with five yeas and one vote against by Councilman Brown.
Okay. That takes us to H.
Council consideration of a resolution approving and authorizing the final plat known as Betcher 2 subdivision, located in the southwest quarter of the southeast quarter of the northwest quarter and the west half of the northeast quarter of the southwest quarter, section 2, township 49 north, range 72 west, of the 6th principal meridian to the city of Gillette, Wyoming, subject to all planning requirements.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Lundahl made the motion. Councilman Montgomery seconded it. Do you want to give a brief description here, please?
Yes, Madam Mayor. This is an unplatted land that was brought into the city in 2015. The total land mass is approximately 39.143 acres. Their proposal is to divide this into five lots. Lots 1 through 4 are approximately 5.29 acres each on average. Lot 5 is a little larger at 18 acres. This is going to be an ownership at this point. This would still be subject to a development review, the installation of utilities, and all those types of actions later. This is simply to start the process for ownership division.
Okay. Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. We don't have any ordinances first reading or appointments. I'd like to open a public hearing to consider amendments to the Gillette City budget for fiscal year 2019 and 2020. Could you tell us what we're going to do tonight?
Madam Mayor, this is really a housekeeping matter that needs to be accomplished under Wyoming law always. For projects that are undertaken in the prior fiscal year that are still being used, still being funded into the next fiscal year, or projects that we knew that we could not accomplish but needed to roll those funds forward to get them started in this fiscal year. This is the methodology by which council not only uses those funds, rolls those funds over to the new year, but then makes those funds available for use. And so before you is the resolution to amend the Gillette budget for fiscal year 2019 through 2020. These are the numbers. The carryover request is $52,958,801. Approximately $2.4 million of that is the general fund. Approximately $8.3 million of that is 1%. Almost $41 million of that is Madison, so a bulk of the Madison. The water fund's approximately $326,000. The sewer fund's approximately $519,000. And the property insurance fund is approximately $13,000. That is carryover requests. New and additional funding requests for the general fund is $65,000, and for the fiber fund is approximately $200,000. So most of it's a rollover. The only new or additional funding requests of the $52 million is
$265,000. So did you get all that? Okay. Any other questions or discussion from the council or the public? I will close this public hearing and go to I-2.
Council consideration of a resolution to approve amendments to the Gillette City budget for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carswood made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. Is there any other discussion on this $52 million? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Sorry. There we go. One more time.
Who's not going?
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with six yeas.
Thank you. We do not have an executive session, so I will adjourn this meeting. Everyone, please have a nice evening. Thank you for attending.